Hey, so Tesla just expanded the robotaxi geofenced area in Austin yesterday, and it's expanded up north past downtown. So before it was a little bit south of downtown, and now expands into downtown and actually north. It's interesting because it comes actually only 3 weeks after they started robotaxi. So it's a big sign of confidence that Tesla is happy with their initial geofenced area and is now basically the size of Waymo's geofence area in Austin, which is very sizable. Now, going forward, Tesla has a few options. One is they could kind of keep the size manageable and try to get a higher density in that area. The second option is they could actually expand further out into all of Austin and some areas in Austin. It takes like, 20, 30 minutes to get to. So the problem, though, is if you expand out, it could take longer for cars to get there. So your service kind of quality degrades in some ways. If you keep it more centralized and dense, you can get robotaxis that are quicker, better service. However, you might have a little bit less demand because it's like some people want to go, anywhere in Austin. So Tesla has some interesting decisions to make going forward. But overall, it's a good sign that they started to expand the geofence area just within, just after 3 weeks of starting. So this is a good sign and it bodes well for Tesla's robotaxi feature.